SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Tony Hansen is the chair of the Carolup Elders Reference Group and is joining us on NITV Radio as Curtin University has just launched the Carolup Truth Telling Centre, also the permanent home for artwork created by Noongar children of the Stolen Generation. First of all, welcome to NITV Radio, Tony.
Thank you, Bertram, and it's a privilege to be here with you on air today.
They just launched Carolup Truth Telling Centre comes at a momentous time, especially as we are approaching Reconciliation Week and also the anniversary of the Bring Them Home report. The theme of the centre, its purpose, also encapsulates these events.
Exactly. And just a little history on the artworks. The artworks were done by children of the Stolen Generation, as you mentioned. These are children that were, you know, aged around 9 years of age to 13 years of age. These were younger kids that were, they found an opportunity in their artworks. They found through all the trauma that they were faced with and going through, that somewhere in the deep darkness of the trauma that they were facing, that they found the beauty of their artworks. It was a very significant moment, opportunity where the missionaries of the time, Mr. and Mrs. White, were requested to come and work with the kids at the institution known as Carolup Native Settlement, which is about nearly 3 hours away south of Perth in Western Australia. So Mr. and Mrs. White went there to work with these kids and to look at an opportunity to see if they could engage and connect and look at other opportunities to empower or work closely with the kids. Because at that time of the history of this institution, there were mainly females working at this institution. So Mr. White was going to be one of the first men working with the young people. And that's, you know, the history of it is these kids did these amazing artworks. And then the artworks are related and affiliated with the Carolup Centre for Truth Telling. We want to ensure that the messages of the truth telling of not just the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's history of this country, but this history is all Australians' history, the untold history of the journeys of forcible removal of Aboriginal children into institutions.
The Stolen Generation, arguably one of the darkest stains in Australia's history. Of course, we can't fix what happened, but I believe truth-telling is part of the healing process.
Exactly. And, you know, part of healing is without truth, you can't have healing. Without justice, you can't have healing. And what we stand for is a part of the West Australian Stolen Generation Aboriginal Corporation here. We have a program called Yokai, Healing Our Spirit. And that's what it's about. It's about telling the truth and raising that awareness that has never been taught in the schools, within the universities. And this is a great opportunity and the great partnership that we have with the Curtin University, the Colgate University in upstate New York, that have worked closely to form a Carolup Elders Reference Group that will guide and tell the truth of the artwork, but also guide and preserve and protect these special artworks that have finally come home back on Noongar country and here where they were, you know, done many, many years ago. You know, it was, sadly, these artworks left our shores in in the 50s and probably the late 40s. And finally you're back home on country, and it's a wonderful opportunity and partnership that we have with Curtin and Colgate University that has allowed us to establish this Carrollup Elders Reference Group, to be the reference group to guide and preserve and protect and to tell the stories of a profound group of children, children that are known as the Stolen Generation.
Yeah, you just mentioned something very important there. This is artwork that has travelled right around the world and finally is back on Noongar country under the custodianship of the Carrollup Elders Reference Group. It's quite an amazing development after so many years, but that's not the end of it.
You know, for us as Noongar people here of the Noongar Nation, it's exciting. We know that the journey of the 65 years travelling to the UK and then, you know, finally the purchaser of the time, Florence Rutter, divorced her husband at the time and she decided that she'd sell other stuff, but she didn't want to lose the artworks. She protected the artworks to ensure that they stayed together, and she finally found a buyer, a man by the name of Herbert Mayer from upstate in New York. And Herbert Mayer came across to the UK and he purchased the artworks off Florence Rutter. Probably there would have been some discussions around those artworks in ensuring that they're not separated, that they're not lost. And I'm quite sure that Florence would have shared her stories and her experiences, because Florence, when she did come to Perth, Western Australia, she did go down to Carrollup. She did meet these boys and girls. She met the artists. She saw them. She saw the profound work that they were doing as a collector of art, a prominent lady in the UK, you know, that she saw the beauty in these artworks. She saw this. She probably would have seen the sadness in these kids, but she saw the beauty in their artworks. And for me, I think, as a child of the Stolen Generation myself, and to be the chairperson of this group, and to know that I've also grown up on the same land, in the same institution as these boys and girls that did these amazing artworks, and knowing that through the history that we found that some of these people were related to us. They were our uncles, they were our aunties. We had a cultural connection. We were family, but we're also part of the Stolen Generation, that profound group of children that were sadly taken, and that impact that affected not just the Stolen Generation people of Western Australia, but right across this country.
The launch of the Carrollup Truth-Telling Centre was attended by dignitaries, including the Governor of Western Australia and the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Tony Bruti. And some of the minister's words really caught my attention. He said that the Carrollup Centre for Truth-Telling would be a space for change and the centre's ultimate goal of reconciliation, adding that genuine reconciliation requires that the Western Australian community recognise and respect Aboriginal people, acknowledge past injustices and ongoing inequalities, and also commit to working toward a more equitable future. These are really powerful words. Yeah, just to mention, the centre is not just a home for the artwork, it's also a centre for truth-telling through learning and education.
Yes, it is. It's, when the minister did speak on the day, and it's learning from our past and ensuring that we don't do the same practices again in terms of the removal of Aboriginal children. We know that the profound effect of the Stolen Generation, we know that's a ripple effect in our community today. We know that, you know, this Centre for Truth-Telling will be a great opportunity, a great space, not just for the Noongar people of Western Australia, but this is a great opportunity for all Western Australians, all Australians, and all people from all parts of the world to come and to join in and to be a part of what is a an historical moment, I believe, in our history here in WA, to have a centre and to have a university like Curtin University that is willing to work with us and to support us around the truth-telling. It's really, it is reconciliation. It's reconciliation at its highest. We think about the theme of reconciliation this year. Be brave, be bold. And this is what this is all about. This is recognising and respecting the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people of Western Australia in the past injustice. And we know that we are committed to working harder together. And, you know, the minister and the governor, and the governor was so passionate about not missing out. He heard about it the day before, and he stopped and he rescheduled everything to ensure that he was here at this presentation and this announcement. The governor will be leaving soon, the government house here in Perth, and he will be retiring. And we're hoping that the governor will become our ambassador for the Carrollup Truth Telling Centre. He's made a commitment, and now we are working closely with the governor and his people to ensure that he fulfills this role. He is so passionate and committed to ensuring working with the Noongar people in the Carrollup Centre for Truth Telling. And truth telling has to take place. This is a small symbol of artworks that have brought people, brought a lot of connections from people right around the world. And today we are really honoured and gracious for the great work and the commitment done by the Carrollup Elders Reference Group, the Curtin University, and the Vice Chancellor, the previous one, the current one. And we appreciate and acknowledge all the great work that they've done. And even with our partners in Colgate, through Colgate University in upstate New York, you know, we are so blessed and humbled to have great people there in New York supporting this. And I believe that the people of Colgate University will be only really humbled and blessed to hear the announcement of this grant and this funding coming to the Centre for Truth Telling.
The centre will be headquartered in Perth CBD at Curtin University's main campus, but it will also have regional offshoots and regional campuses as well in places like Kalgoorlie and the Midland as well. It will be present in as many places as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, sharing this journey and sharing the truth it's really raising the awareness and the impact of, you know, through art. This is what we're doing. We're raising that awareness. Again, it's a great opportunity because we know that a lot of people in WA, you know, they were sadly taken from their people and their land and their parents and brought to Moore River Native Settlement. They were brought to Carrollup. Carrollup and Moore River were one of the two largest settlement sites here in WA. So it was great to know that the partnership we have with Curtin that will enhance that learning and awareness and bringing it to those communities where Curtin have their current establishments.
And finally, one thing that is really important in the Carrollup Centre for Truth Telling, it is that it's about educating the younger ones, future leaders, the 5 to 12-year-olds. This is crucial to ensure knowledge is passed on and make sure that something like what happened never occurs again. Can you tell us a little bit more about the education side of the centre?
Yeah, and I think part of that education is through the artworks already, what we've done is, you know, that we were doing this before COVID came. We were linking in with Zoom teams and we were having these Skype meetings with a lot of countries around the world. So part of the journey that we've done at Curtin is our staff have been working very tirelessly and weird sort of hours to share this story of the Carrollup artworks, the story of the stolen generation, and we shared that with, I believe, with nearly every country in the world. are right around the country, so right around the globe. And that's, for us, is a wonderful opportunity. It's raising the awareness on an international base. And now what we're doing is we're going to raise this awareness locally within WA and right across the country of Australia to ensure that we continue to educate our young people so that they actually get an understanding of what happened and what was some of the real truths that took place in this country, and the forcible removal of children. We know it's genocide. It is genocide, and it's something that we don't, we're not happy about as a country. And, you know, we see where large portions of people are taken and removed of country. We know that that is genocide to its to the degree. We hope that through this ongoing learning that we'll bring schools through, we will bring lots of classrooms. We have planning for the parking at the front, so people, when they come into the gallery and the centre of truth telling, they have to come past all of this. The redevelopment of this building is going to be unique. It's going to be special, and everybody that enters the gallery will enter the Carrollup Arts and the Carrollup Truth Telling Centre first. And what we want to do eventually is we want to capture not just Carrollup, because we know that we had a lot of institutions in Western Australia. So it becomes the hub of truth, justice and healing. It captures all those institutions that were implemented in this state by AO Neville, because we had 100 more institutions in any other state or territory. So we just don't want to focus on Carrollup, but we want to focus on every centre, so that we have silos in this amazing, unique centre that will raise the awareness and raise the stories of all these children that were removed and placed into all these different institutions and that were impacted and affected in one way or another. And we know that we listen to Brother Archie Roach and his songs. You know, Mission Road took the children away. And we know that children are still finding their way home today. We know children are still, sadly taken overseas and, you know, sadly have never come back home. We know children have also been adopted, and some of those children are still finding their way home today. And people are still learning. And people of the stolen generation are trying to make the connection back home to country, back home to their people and their culture, to ensure that they have a connection. We know the impact of the intergenerational trauma has had a huge effect, and we're just so grateful and blessed and humbled that we have the commitment from the lotteries here and the minister. We have the commitment of the Curtin University and Colgate University, and most importantly, the children of the stolen generation that were connected to Carrollup. And Carrollup in the 50s became known as Marybank Baptist Mission. So all those children that entered that place have a connection to these beautiful artworks. And many of them, as I mentioned earlier, many of those artists are actually our family members. But as stolen generation children, we call ourselves as a family, and we are one, we are profound, and we are unique, and you know, that means that we have three families. And as I always share with truth telling is, my mission brothers and sisters are my first family. And it's so important that we stay connected and united together. But it's a wonderful opportunity. This is going to raise that awareness in all these campuses. And we hope that throughout the truth telling journey of being brave and being bold, that we will share this knowledge, and that more Australians and more international visitors become more curious and want to ask those questions. What happened to the stolen generation people? Who are the stolen generation people? And we've just seen on the weekend here in Perth where the Fremantle Football Club and the Collingwood Football Club and the AFL embraced the stolen generation people here, where the stolen generation people became the guard of honour for the two clubs to run through the same banner in honouring all stolen generation people of this country. That's never been done before. That sort of opportunity where two clubs run through one banner is only done on Anzac Day. And that is a great, great move by the football clubs, great initiative, and that's being bold and brave, and that's what reconciliation is all about.
Tony Hansen, chair of the Curlup Elders Reference Group. It's been a pleasure talking to you and learning about the Curlup Truth Telling Centre, its launch and future plans. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Bertram. It's a real pleasure and honour to be here on Radio with you today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.